Starting a survival garden means putting a few plants in the ground and keeping them alive long enough to eat them. That is the whole first step. A survival garden eventually produces real calories for your household repeatedly, but it begins with one raised bed and a couple of crops you tend through a single summer. Start there and you build the skill, while a mistake still costs you nothing but a season and a couple plants. Most people reading this have never grown food. Some have killed a houseplant and concluded they lack the knack. Gardening is not a talent you either have or you do not. It is a set of habits you learn by doing, and the learning curve is real but short. The first season teaches you more than any article can, which is why the goal right now is not a garden that feeds your family. It is a garden that survives to August. Start by picking your best growing season and planting two or three crops your family already eats. Put them somewhere you walk past every day, because a garden you see is a garden you water. Everything below helps you make those first plants succeed. Why grow a survival garden? The other parts of the food preparedness plan count down, however a survival garden produces. Tend it well and it continues to produce, season after season. The reasons for growing a garden are mostly to increase your resilience to factors outside your control like food shortages, but after the initial investment it can also reduce your grocery bill. A garden is essential to living sustainably. It will not replace the grocery store under normal circumstances, but it will reduce your dependency. Preppers with gardens are typically looking to be sufficiently prepared, but preppers that are fully prepared make gardening a part of their complete homesteading strategy. But you don't have to become a doomsday prepper to become a gardener. Outside of the benefits of producing your own food for resilience, there are many benefits to growing a garden. Getting outside, touching dirt, making something grow, and oh man, there is nothing better than garden-to-table meals. The satisfaction of growing and eating your own food while avoiding high prices and unwanted chemicals is enjoyable. How much to grow? Feeding a household entirely from a garden takes serious ground. A quarter acre is roughly the floor for a basic survival garden, and a family that wants real independence can use 2 acres without trying. Those numbers are worth knowing, and they are not what you should plant this year. They matter for a different reason. They tell you that full self-sufficiency is a long project rather than a weekend, which takes the pressure off your first season entirely. You are not failing to hit 2 acres. You are learning to keep 6 plants alive, and that is the correct thing to be doing. Determine the size of garden you need by evaluating these 3 factors. Family, time, and space. Family, the amount of food you need to grow depends on how many people will be consuming the crops. Outside the family count, there are the family preferences. Know what your family will eat weighs into what to grow, which also dictates the size of the garden. Having a larger family may mean having a bigger garden, but you also have more hands to help you tend it. Time, be honest about the time you actually have, not the time you wish you had. A retiree with open mornings can tend far more ground than a parent working 2 jobs. There is no shame in a small garden that produces. There is real cost in a big one that does not. Can you dedicate enough time to prepare and plant the garden? Will you have the time to frequently tend the garden? When the pests come, and they will you have to research and react to the threat? Your space. This is where most people wrongly decide the gardening is not for them. Land helps, but it is not the price of entry. If you have acreage, you have the room to plant rows of potatoes, dry beans, and winter squash as your limit is time rather than square footage. Suburban households usually have more room than they think once they look at it honestly. A side yard, a sunny strip along the fence, a few raised beds where lawn used to be, and a couple of containers on the patio add up quickly. Urban preppers have to be the most creative. Balconies grow a surprising amount when planted with intention. Vertical structures put 6 plants in the footprint of 2. Window boxes, rooftops, 5-gallon buckets, and community garden plots all produce real food. The people with the least space often become the best gardeners, because every inch has to earn its place. Size the first garden to the effort you can repeat rather than the effort you can summon once. Focus on how much your family actually eats and how much space each crop needs to produce it. It is better to start small and expand as you learn than never start at all. What to grow? What you should grow completely depends on where you live and who you feed. The trick is to understand your region's growing seasons and pair them with the food your family will eat. What does your family already eat? Look at your grocery receipts and your dinners this week. Grow what shows up most. A garden full of vegetables nobody in your house likes is a compost pile with extra steps, and the survival garden that works is the one your family is happy to eat from on an ordinary Tuesday. What grows well where you live, and when? Every region has crops that thrive and crops that struggle, and every crop has a season. Tomatoes love a Florida spring and quit in the August heat. Greens that bolt in July grow beautifully in October. Your county extension office knows your climate better than any national list, and so does the neighbor with the good tomatoes. For your first season, pick two or three crops that answer both questions and plant them in your best growing window. That is enough. You are learning the rhythm of watering, watching, and harvesting, and three crops teach that as well as 30. Consider a perennial. Most garden crops are annuals. You plant them, harvest them, and start over next spring. Perennials work differently. Plant them once and they come back on their own, year after year, with almost nothing asked of you. Asparagus produces for decades from one planting. Rhubarb comes back every spring. Blueberries, grapes, and fruit and nut trees take a few years to hit their stride and then feed you for a generation. Nut trees in particular deliver the fats and protein that are hardest to grow any other way. The trait is patience. A perennial bed gives you little in year one and a great deal in year five, which is exactly the argument for planting it now. It is also the lowest maintenance food you will ever grow, and it protects your soil while it does it. If you plant one thing this season that your future self will thank you for, make it a perennial. Storing your harvest. When growing a garden with survival in mind, food preservation, /post/food preservation, is a must. Specific crops that offer essential nutrients may not grow year-round. To help ensure you have enough of those essential nutrients to last the whole year, you will need to harvest your crop, keep what you can use before it spoils, then preserve the rest in manageable portions to be used throughout the year. When there is no power, standard food storage, /post/food storage, methods are limited. There are a few different long-term storage methods. You can either dehydrate your excess harvest, you make in them, or you can try to extend the shelf life by storing produce in a cool, well-ventilated place to prevent vermin and moisture from collecting. If you have access to fire, water and have the knowledge to can your food, that is the preferred method of long-term storage for moist foods. Dehydration is most popular for meat, fruit, and legumes, to be rehydrated later. Cool and dry storage is best practice for items like wheat, flour, herbs, and the like. Your first season. Everything above is planning. This is the part where things go in the dirt. Start small. Get one or two raised beds or a handful of containers. Plant two or three crops. Tend them through one season and learn what it takes to keep a plant not just alive but thriving. That sounds modest, and it is the single best decision a new gardener makes. The most common way a survival garden dies is that someone tilled a huge plot in April full of motivation, drowned in weeds by July, and never planted again. Starting small is not a lack of ambition. It is how the ambition survives. Expect a learning curve, especially if you have never kept a plant alive. You will overwater something. You will plant something too late. A whole crop will fail for reasons you work out a year later. That is the tuition, and it is cheap right now. Once it clicks, most people find they enjoy it. Growing food you then eat is quietly satisfying, and that enjoyment is what carries the garden into its second season and its fifth. Watering water is the make or break factor, and it kills more first gardens than pests, soil, and weather combined. Too little and plants wilt and stop producing. Too much and roots rot in soil that never drains. The simplest approach is manual and scheduled. Water at set intervals rather than when you remember, because a plant does not care that you were busy. Morning is best in most climates. The better approach automates it. A drip irrigation system connected to a steady source delivers water slowly and directly to the roots, which is both more effective and less wasteful than a hose. Run it from an outdoor faucet with a splitter, and your hose stays available for everything else. Add a timer and the garden waters itself whether you are home or not. Solar-powered drip systems can pull from a rain barrel instead, which ties your garden to your stored water rather than the tap, and that is worth thinking about now rather than during an outage. Whatever you use, make sure the water can leave. Containers need drainage holes, and beds need soil that drains rather than holding a puddle. A container that traps water drowns the plant just as surely as neglect. Expect pests. The ground is a risky place for a plant, and something will come for your food. Plant on it and you will not be discouraged when it happens. Pets are the surprise. A dog can trample a bed, dig up seedlings, or eat something that then makes it sick, and cats treat soft soil exactly how you would expect. Fence, cover, or elevate accordingly. Wild critters come in every size. Deer and rabbits take whole plants. Birds take fruit. And you can wake to a single caterpillar nemesis that stripped an entire tomato plant overnight. Learn homegrown pest control before you need it. Row covers keep insects off without any spray at all. Companion planting puts pests off the scent. A spray bottle with a simple soap solution handles a great deal. If you want a commercial repellent, check that it is safe for food crops and safe around children and pets. What you will need. The list is short, and it barely changes whether you are growing one tomato in a pot or three raised beds of vegetables. Only the quantities change. The essentials, seeds or starter seedlings. Seedlings are more forgiving for a first season. Containers or a raised bed. Whatever holds soil and drains. Garden soil or potting mix. Do not plant in dirt from the yard and hope. Good soil is critical. A trowel for containers, or a spade if you are working ground. A bucket for hauling soil, water, weeds, and harvest. Gloves. Your hands will thank you by week 2. A watering can or hose. Something to get water where it needs to go on day 1. Worth adding as you go, a drip irrigation kit, faucet splitter, and hose timer to automate watering. This is the upgrade that saves the most gardens. A spray bottle for pest control and seedlings. Garden stakes and Velcro plant ties to support tomatoes, peppers, beans, and anything that climbs. Velcro holds without cutting into the stem the way wire and twine do. Mulch to hold moisture and keep weeds down. A compost bin to turn kitchen scraps into next year's soil for free. Labels and a permanent marker so you know what you planted and when. Pruning shears for harvest and cleanup. A kneeling pad if you would like to still enjoy this in year 3. Conclusions: A. Survival garden starts with a raised bed, 3 crops, and 1 season of paying attention. That is genuinely all the first step is. Grow what your family already eats, in the season your region grows it best. Water on a schedule or let a timer do it. Expect pests and plan for them rather than being surprised. Plant 1 perennial for the version of you who is still here in 5 years. Then do it again next spring, a little bigger. The garden is the only part of your food plan that grows instead of shrinks. It just cannot be rushed, and it will not wait for a crisis to teach you. Start now, while a failed crop costs you a summer and nothing more.